So joining me, it is so nice to introduce you to Misty Drake. Hi, Misty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. Hi, Misty.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me today.
It is my pleasure. Boy, when I think about all of the services that you're providing on the West Side for so many people, it just warms my heart. I mean, this is, people are, you know, I was just saying that people, stress has a lot to do with folks. So the fact that you deal with external, outside of regular medical help, that you do these wraparound services is really something quite novel, something that you don't see every day. Tell us the journey of Wellness West.
Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me on your show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's certainly an honor to really talk about, you know, the work that we are doing at Wellness West, which really started with all the major hospitals on the west side of Chicago, from Hospice to Austin is like what I like to say, as well as major health entities, FQHC, as well as community mental health centers. You know, they came together a couple of years ago, really in preparation and in response to the governor's effort to really think through how we address health disparities. And they wanted to be able to prepare themselves to, you know, respond to the call for action to transform healthcare. And what they all recognized being around the table, again, hospital systems, FQHC, community mental health centers, is that we all do great work individually at our organizations. When you look at our outcomes and the quality that we provide, many of these organizations are doing great things for the individuals that they're serving. But we were still struck by, you know, struck by the health inequities and the health disparities that still exist. And while we knew that they these health disparities existed and it was profound, I don't think it was really put on display for
right.
the whole world to see until
right.
COVID happened.
You said until the pandemic happened?
Until COVID happened, and yeah.
Yeah, I got you. You know, it was probably the pandemic. And I came to work every day, and mm-hmm. when there was nobody was coming in and all of that. And it really gave me time to, like I was saying in my last segment, to be still and to be able to really follow these stories of how Black people specifically were being treated down this pandemic. And there mm-hmm. was nothing that offended me more. Nothing that offended me more when, and I won't say the name, but Westside Hospital, who has some of the poorest and serves some of the poorest people in Chicago, and members of the board or other people in the E-suites decided to go to Trump Tower and to a high-end jewelry store on the north side to give services that were meant for Black people. It did nothing offended me more than seeing a Black doctor out of Indiana being treated on her Facebook Live every day, watching her die because mm-hmm. they did not want to help her. And it would be wonderful if we would just could stop seeing these kind of disparities when women are diagnosed with breast cancer and get a mastectomy and all of that. And so I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate this effort when it comes to bringing these 43 healthcare and social service providers together, because it shows that somebody cares about the people on the West Side.
You're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, the reason why all of us are around the table is because we actually want to see differences in the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to kind of transfer the wonderful work that's happening in our doors outside of our doors to make sure that when we are looking at the health of the population for folks that live on the West Side, that we are actually closing the gap. And so what that means is that we have to stretch ourselves beyond the folks that are coming into our facilities, because those people are connected to care to some degree. It's the ones that are not coming to our facilities. And when they finally get to our place of work, is how they're treated when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
So the 42 plus providers have all agreed on a model of care, have all agreed on how we would screen for social drivers of health that really impacts folks' ability to have the best patient outcome. And that's pretty significant. That's pretty significant to say we're going to put aside kind of how we think and let's collectively think together the best model of care for folks that are struggling with diabetes and hypertension and substance use disorder and severe mental illness and adverse child experience. It's the beauty of us coming together to say this is the model of care that we want to deliver to folks on the West Side.
Mm. That is just incredible. How is all of this being funded? That's interesting to me.
Yeah, so, you know, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the Illinois Black Caucus. They were the ones that really championed this work. And what I mean by this work is really bringing to the forefront kind of the health disparities that were existing on the south and west side of Chicago, but also really painting the picture to say, you know, it's just not about the south and west side of Chicago. It's also just, you know, other areas in Illinois, like rural Illinois, that we're also seeing kind of these disparities.
Right.
So it is because of the Black Caucus that really kind of spearheaded this work that said, hey, this is a problem. Health inequities are a problem and we need to do something about it. And then the governor came behind it and said, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to put some dollars behind it. So we are funded through HFS, Illinois HFS Department. To really kind of think of a different alternative model of care, an alternative payment model for providers to do things that are beyond kind of what happens in the exam room where a provider is treating and assessing you.
Mm-hmm.
But to add another member of the care team, such as a CHW and an ED navigator and a peer recovery specialist, to work alongside the patient to help them navigate through our system.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to tell me what all of those acronyms mean when we come back from this break, because I want people to have a clear understanding. Yeah, I don't know if any of you have been following, but there has been a phenomenon going around the country. And in some of the poorest communities around the country, rural, city, whatever, these big hedge funds are buying up these hospitals, borrowing on the hospitals, giving the corporate folks millions of dollars in bonuses, and then they close the hospitals. What do we do? If you live in an area and suddenly you don't have a community hospital there anymore and it just closes up overnight. That is, I watched this on CBS, and it was the most devastating thing to see people not even getting noticed, to see people go to an emergency room and there's nobody there. You're turned away. They tell you to Google another hospital. That's mm-hmm. why this is why Wellness West is so important, and organizations like this, and that I will give this to the governor to see that there is a need for this, because the healthcare is going to change before you know it. Do you agree, Misty? It's changing on a daily basis, isn't it?
I absolutely agree. And this is one of the reasons why at the center of what we do is assessing for health risk factors,
yeah.
Assessing for social drivers of health. When someone does not have access to medical care because of transportation,
mm-hmm.
Because a provider doesn't exist,
uh-huh.
because they can't pay the medical bill because they have to pay their utility bill,
mm-hmm.
That all impacts folks' health.
Yes.
And so part of our job is to really assess what those barriers are. And just as a medical provider assess what your medical conditions are and they treat it, part of our job is to assess what those social drivers of health are. And treat it.
All right, then. We are talking to Misty Drake. She is with Wellness West, and you'll find out more about the great work that they're doing for you. We have a caller named Ann on the line who has a question for you, Misty. So, Ann, you're on WVON. Good morning.
Hi. I think this is a very great topic that you're having.
Thank you.
My question is, Has any initiative or talk been about turning some of these schools that are in our communities that are not being utilized into sort of wellness hubs or educational hubs for the community? Because what we do know is that doctors cannot teach and nurses cannot teach within a 15 to 30 minute span that they're seeing their providers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think lack of education is a big component of these diseases that we see and admissions, readmissions to the hospitals. So while we're trying to find places for these refugees, which I get and I do understand,
mm-hmm.
there is a need for these abandoned buildings, these schools in particular in our neighborhoods that we can utilize for purposes such as that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That's a good question. Misty, I'm not to bring you into any kind of political conversation, but we can talk about repurposing some of these empty buildings. And I don't know, you know, where Wellness West is, if there's, you know, like a brick and mortar right there. But maybe, I mean, if we could get all of this up under one roof, I think it would be beneficial to the community at some point. I think that's what Anne is asking.
Yeah, Anne, you actually raise a good point. You know, part of, I think, what we have to realize about medicine is that it only contributes about 30% to someone's outcome. Where someone lives mm-hmm. and their social drivers contribute more to their outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so understanding that, you know, 77% of our patients actually face a social risk factors, and that contributes more to your health than the health condition alone.
You're talking like homelessness. You're talking about, you know, having enough money for prescriptions and that sort of
thing. Exactly. Like
okay.
having enough money or feeling safe, just feeling safe in your own home. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's an indicator of a social drivers of health need. So part of what we also have to do in the healthcare realm is think beyond about what happens in the exam room, but take a really multifaceted approach to caring for patients. So, for an example, sometimes we may think in healthcare that our job is not to address and have solutions for violence, but our job is to address that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm treating somebody with diabetes and I prescribe them metformin, for an example, but if they go back into a home where they're stressed,
mm-hmm.
they're going to forget to take their medication. And
right.
if they're stressed because of violence in the neighborhood, then we're just in a cyclical cycle.
Right.
So part of what we have to do in healthcare is really think beyond treating and assessing, but how do we improve the communities that people live in? How do we enhance the food deserts that they are living in? How do we create more spaces for people to buy healthy foods and vegetables, for them to feel safe when they go into their own home? Because these are the real things that are going to further close the health disparity gap.
Wow. Ann, did she answer your question? And I really do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WVON. Good morning.
Well, Perry, thank you for taking my call once again. I have an extensive healthcare background, and I heard a number of things that simply are not true in the past few minutes. Number one, why would a hedge fund buy a hospital and then close it?
That's the question. And I suggest you do this. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to suggest that you go to CBS News and you watch this report, okay? Thank you, Steve. You watch it, because this is what they do. We're talking about corporate greed. That's part of the reason why there is our health disparities, because we have people that are not involved in health running hospitals. They're running them like corporations. I'm not mad at you. Just check it out. And you've been retired for a while, so you don't have all of that information. So, Misty, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was mental health. That is another issue that has come out of this pandemic, specifically with our children and maybe even seniors. And it's very troubling. And I have many conversations, Misty, about mental health. Some beautiful conversations, but very painful for parents who are at the end of their rope in trying to find hope, to find help. Because these kids are dealing with something that we might not have dealt with, which is a real loneliness. They can be in a room, mm-hmm. and they're the loneliest people there. And there are people that often call the radio station asking for mental health services for themselves and also for their children. Why has mental health been a key part of Wellness West?
Well, Mary, I think you hit it right on the head. In terms of how mental health and substance use disorder is impacting our community has been further revealed and amplified over the last few years. We have seen the suicide rates of Black and brown kids double. We have seen depression levels, and maybe that's because we're screening more, but at the end of the day, what we are seeing is that depression levels mm-hmm. for both adolescents as well as for adults is also increasing. And this is why, you know, some of the key health indicators that we're looking at is mental health, substance use disorder, and severe mental illness and depression, because this is a growing concern within our communities and how we are kind of modeling our care to be able to address that, not only for adolescents, but also adults.
Right.
The other thing is that it's also a key driver of inappropriate utilization to the hospital setting. And where you want to have this care is outside of the hospital setting.
Right.
That is where it is going to be managed the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of our job is also to help folks to manage these illnesses outside of the ER,
okay.
outside of inpatients, and for them to live in their community.
Okay, I've got you. So, Misty, I'm sure people have a lot of questions themselves about Wellness West. You do have a website if you'd like to share that with our listeners.
Yep. Our address is wellnesswest.org. They can go to our website, as well as we are, they can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Well, you know what, Misty? It was really nice talking to you. And, you know, we're celebrating, as we do every May, we celebrate Health Awareness Month, and this was a good way to kick it off on the Midday Show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All righty then.